Hey, y'all, welcome to an episode of the Nullcast Instant Reaction Podcast. This is Bud Elliott, your host, and coming to you live after Florida State defeated Wake Forest 26-19. 26-19. It's about 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and the first win of the season for Florida State. If you are new to this, we don't edit the Instant Reaction Podcast. We just go live to live to SoundCloud, and then we blast it out to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and wherever other fine podcast providers you may use. Podcast, as always, is brought to you by Louisiana Hot Sauce and Madison Social and the For the Restaurant Table Group. Great sponsors. We've had them for a long time. Please do take advantage of their awesome deals and their great products. So let's get into this. I'm going to start with a quote from Jimbo Fisher's post game. He said, "You can never take for granted how special winning is and how hard it is. Everybody's got players." And the thing is, you can't pull the wool over the eyes of FSU's fans. They're not idiots. They've seen what an elite team looks like. They've seen what a good team looks like. And they've seen what a poorly coached, sloppy, unmotivated, badly coached team is. And they saw that again today, unfortunately. This idea that you can never take winning for granted and all this stuff, that's nonsense. That's excuse making. That sounds a lot like what Jim McElwain says. And nobody wants to become what Florida is, eking out wins over mediocre or inferior teams every week. Florida State again played down to the level of its competition. They have far more talent than NC State, even with the true freshman quarterback. They need to be beating Wake Forest by more than that. They looked sloppy as hell. Just another poor effort. And I put it on the coaching staff. If you're a coaching staff and you get to coach that much athletic talent and you can't have them look better than that, well, then you're a bad coach. Period. Especially when it's happening week after week after week and making some of the same mistakes. So just want to get that out of the way. Certainly, I'm not going to just pretend like a win solves issues here. It doesn't. We evaluate the play, not just the final result. And I've certainly done instant reaction podcasts before when I said a lot of nice things, even after a loss. But I'm not going to say a whole lot of nice things after you squeak out a win over Wake Forest. A game where, to be quite frank, you kind of got outplayed in a lot of facets. For instance, the offense, we'll start there. 3.7 yards per play. I think that's what they were averaging before Auden Tate caught that ball from James Blackman. And that was really pretty. Florida State finished with 4.2 yards per play on the day. That is pathetic. I mean, that is, just to give an example here, pulling up Wake Forest stats just very quickly. Wake Forest allowed Presbyterian to do better than that. Boston College had 3.72. Utah State had 3.9. App State last week had 5.7. Florida State, 4.2 yards a play is pathetic. That's not a good football team right now. It's a poorly coached football team. They look like they're running around with their heads cut off. Thank God they hit some explosive plays. Did you know that 56% of Florida State's plays on the day, 56%, came on just three plays? The long run by Jacques Patrick, the long run and catch by Keith Gavin, and the long catch by Auden Tate. Other than that, Florida State had about 115 or so yards on their other 61 plays. I mean, that is ugh. People have, you know, a limited amount of time and income, and they're not going to spend it supporting a trash product. They know this is a badly coached team, unfortunately. You know, you go out there, I understand James Blackman is going to have some freshman games, and today he looked confused for a lot of time. You know, he held the ball for too long on some of those plays. He look, no doubt there's some things that I think a more experienced quarterback would notice and maybe check a team into or check a team out of. I'm not sure that Blackman has that responsibility or that ability yet. The offensive line is something everybody likes to blame all the time. Well, I'm going to blame them today. They really didn't deserve the criticism they got against NC State and Alabama, but they deserve a lot of criticism today. Not only because they looked like they weren't bending, looked like they were playing with really poor technique. Once Derek Kelly goes down, the whole offensive line collapses? Look, I know Kelly's a good player, but come on. It's not like you're putting in guys who are inexperienced backups. You've got second, third, and fourth year players coming in to replace him, and then for the series or two that Dickerson was out. Just 17 tackles for loss allowed? 17 to Wake Forest? I mean, 17 tackles for loss. They only ran 64 plays. And if you take, I think Florida State had a kneel down right before the half, didn't they? Yeah. So 63 plays, 17 tackles for loss. That's 27% of your plays tackled for a loss. That's horrible. Look, if you guys ever want to erupt about an offensive line issue, and I know you'd want to do it every week, this be the week to do it. They were really bad. I mean, and it wasn't like they were always getting beat physically. There were a lot of mental errors in that game too. I mean, a bunch of them just turning guys loose, not blocking anybody. Now, it's not like they're getting just crushed physically, you know, like you see Alabama do to teams sometimes. Just turning guys loose, letting them run free, taking poor angles, taking bad steps. Just a really poor performance from the offensive line and a disappointing one because I thought they would play a lot better. They played a lot better than people realize because everybody, you know, a lot of people just don't know what they're looking at and they want to blame the offensive line every time. I thought they played better than a lot of people thought against NC State and against Alabama, but today they were garbage. That was not good at all. Back to Blackman real quick, a little note I had here. Using the middle of the field, right, was something that we talked about in the last Nolcast that Blackman was not doing yet, and that we wondered how long it would take a team to realize that and to see if they could challenge him to read the middle of the field, read the multiple levels of defense, and do that. And it looks like it took one game. So that's an issue that they're going to have to get fixed or try to mitigate a little bit going forward. That'll take some good coaching to do. And it's not an easy thing. It may or may not happen immediately. So that's just something to watch going forward. He had some passes today that were really off, even when he had good protection. And he also threw some dimes. I mean, the ball he throws to Keith Gavin is perfect, just on the money. The ball he throws to Auden Tate for the touchdown is great. And I'm so happy it was not too high because I don't think Tate can really raise his arm above his shoulder much if you watch him all day. That was big. And I don't want to put all the tackles for loss in the offensive line. Some of that's definitely on the quarterback. Some is on running backs. Some of it's on tight ends. But a lot of that was on the offensive line, and that was just not good. Just poorly coached, looked like. And you didn't want to see them take a step back against Wake Forest. Maybe I hope this isn't the case, but I'm thinking maybe they thought they could relax or something, given that Wake's D-line is not as good as the two units filled with NFL players that they faced in the first 2 weeks. Receivers, look, the receivers are what they are. They've been this way for a long time, with a really short exception of 2013. Trouble lining up. You can tell sometimes they're running the wrong routes. Drops. And George Campbell had the unfortunate fumble there on the kickoff return. I'm not expecting the receivers to get a whole lot better until a coaching change is made at that position. When you're at Florida State University and you only have two guys drafted in 10 years, I feel bad for these kids because I tell you what, Dawsey's receivers play nothing like he did as a player. As a player, he was tough. He was physical. He was savvy. He was smart. He would block. Go watch Lawrence Dawsey highlights or highlights of those teams from the 80s. Man, it wasn't like he was the most physically gifted guy in the world. He did everything right. And it's just it's sad that it's just like they're like the exact opposite of what he was, the guys he coaches are. On defense, I thought that Florida State did some things really well and then some things pretty poorly. Let's start with some good news. They really limited Wake Forest's run game. I mean, Wake Forest non-quarterback carries, they had 15 of them for 30 yards. That's 2 yards a carry. That's really good work by FSU there. Quarterback had 19 carries for 63 yards. I think that includes sack yardage. So, you know, he did have a nice run or two. Most of them were not design runs. They were scrambles. Florida State being so good against the run was really key in this thing. It helped to kill drives, right? There were a couple times where Wake Forest had like third and one, third and two, and FSU shut it down. And that was especially true early on because Wake Forest had a chance to throw a knockout punch in this game. Back-to-back drives start really deep in Florida State territory. Back-to-back drives, Wake Forest gets the ball at the FSU 26 and the FSU 28. I believe off of a fumble and then off of a terrible punt. And two times the defense holds strong. Honestly, in those two situations, I would expect Wake Forest to come away with, I don't know, probably 10 points. You know, a field goal and a touchdown. Maybe split the difference there. Instead, they get six. Two field goals. That's huge. Really, really huge. And that's one of the primary reasons Florida State won this game. They also held strong in the red area. By forcing a fumble there with a tackle after kind of a weird bad snap. That was big for them too. You know, where Derek Hoskins didn't play, he wasn't on the injury report, curiously, but, you know, hey, Christian Ponder took all the reps before that ACC title game back in the day too. Remember that? And then he didn't play at all because he was hurt and didn't really take those reps. But let's forget that for a second. Where Derek Hoskins, I thought, Dontavius Jackson played pretty well. You know, he was pulling the trigger. He would come downhill. He would make tackles. He played like he had some confidence and like he was healthy, and that was great to see. They needed him. They got some good work out of reserve Jalen Wilkerson. He was Johnny on the spot grabbing that fumble. He was also, I thought, pretty physical when he was in there. They put some pressure on the quarterback. They did a good job on the day up front. Now, the secondary still looks like a poorly coached unit. I mean, it really does. Wake threw for 271 on 34 throws. That's pretty good. Same guy caught 10 balls on 14 targets for 110 yards. That's not real good by Florida State there. And then you look at the chunk plays. Check this out. Did you know that Florida State allowed 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 9 passes of 15 or more yards, 9 completions of 15 plus. That's huge. Now, one of the reasons why they won is that they didn't allow anything over 33. So they didn't allow any of those to go and turn into a 60 or 70 yard completion. That was really big. You're just going over the box score, running through my notes. I thought it was a good move to move Kyle Myers to the slot some there, especially against that Wake Forest receiver. Maybe a little too late at times, but hey, it worked some. Levante Taylor, I thought, did a good job of being physical, especially because he's not real big. And then, you know, one of the ways Florida State did move the ball some on offense, I mean, there were some drives that were not totally terrible. They had a, you know, 47-yard drive, 33-yard drive, they had a 20, they had a 16, they had a 60, was with the run game. You know, Cam Akers had 58 yards on 14 carries. That's 4 yards a carry. Jacques Patrick had 120 yards on 19 carries. That's, I mean, again, one of those carries was for, I think, 69 or something like that. But still, that's pretty solid. He also had some good tough runs inside, which was nice. And I know he failed to convert one of the short yardage plays, but decent job by him. I think that's what should anger you about the offensive line too, is that it wasn't like they were getting physically beat up too often. They were confused and making a lot of mental errors, which shouldn't happen for a veteran unit. It just shouldn't. That's poor coaching. And you see these runs FSU was able to rip off when they did get good blocking. You got to get more of that. You can't put so much of the game on James Blackmon. Now, they didn't do it intentionally, obviously, they're putting the game on James Blackmon. But against better teams, if Florida State makes this many errors in the offensive line and on offense in general, this many mental errors, they're going to get their doors blown off. This team is absolutely capable of having another Louisville. And I say Louisville meaning last year's 63-20 or whatever it was, 40-point loss. Don't think they're not. They absolutely could if they make this many silly, poor coaching-type mistakes again. Special teams, I thought, did some things really well today. Derwin James' first return, okay, gets called back from the block in the back. I don't think that block in the back was going to make a difference in the return. So other than that, nice job blocking on that. They had a big return by Keith Gavin. On punt return, they had to waste timeout because they didn't have enough guys on the field. Tavares McFadden bobbled a punt. They had a 10-yard punt from Logan Tyler. They had one that they struggled to cover well, and then they had two others that were beautiful. And then the one aspect of special teams that I think was pretty much perfect was things that Aguayo were involved in. Kickoffs were good, I think, all day, from what I recall. And then field goals, making one really tough one and three that you think should be pretty automatic, 51, 27, 37, 35, 4-4, all good. There's 12 points. Take that all day. Logan Tyler's average 39, okay. But if you're 39 and you have punt six times and one of them's a 10, I think you're going to take that. It's a win for Florida State. There are some positives you can take away from this, but at the same time, it's another game where Florida State did not play up to its talent level. That's what I got to leave you with. We'll watch the game tape. We'll talk to our sources on the team, and we'll come back with a longer, more hour style episode in a day or two, and probably release it like we normally do Tuesday morning. Until then, this is Bud Elliott for the Nolcast Instant Reaction. 5 stars on iTunes if you enjoyed it, of course. Always appreciate that. Share the word, and we'll talk to you then.